Not so plain. The whole German Central Army is rolling back on the front west of Moscow. The British are overrunning more and more of the Libyan desert. Berlin says U-boats have sunk 4 merchant ships in the Atlantic and damaged 2 fuel ships. Berlin is putting pressure on Vichy over Martinique. Relations between Britain and Portugal are strained because of Timor, island in the Far East. At Lisbon, Portugal is waiting for an official answer to its demand that Dutch and Australian troops be withdrawn from the Portuguese colony of Timor. At Camp Edwards, General Brunner, new commanding general of the 6th Army Corps, recently retired from the Philippines, made his first visit and inspection at Camp Edwards. In the Boston Herald this morning, the story of Beverly and defense. In Massachusetts, 1,000 Bay State American Legion men have volunteered for guard duty at vital points. The war is not going to black out the music of famous German and Italian composers in America, the United Press says. In Boston, despite the war, Boston will observe Christmas Eve in the traditional manner, with strolling carolers singing the old familiar tunes through the streets, groups clustering around brightly lighted trees and outdoor gatherings, and with the customary parties in countless homes. The largest Christmas tree ever erected on Boston Common has been displayed for the first time, 80 feet tall. In Newton, Reverend J. DeWolf Perry, Jr. will be reinstituted as rector of St. John's Church, Newtonville, at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning by his father, Right Reverend James DeWolf Perry, Bishop of the Rhode Island Diocese. Boston police officials and more than 100 members of the Boston Junior Police Corps will pay final tribute today to Patrolman Luke H. Farley, 45, of Parson Street, Brighton, former director of the Junior Police Corps at the Dudley Street Station, whose funeral will take place this morning. In Waltham, 8 firemen were injured, an elderly couple was rescued over a ladder, and traffic was snarled for hours in the heart of the busy Waltham shopping district, and 2 alarm fires swept a building at 209 Moody Street. So much for the headlines. Here is the latest summary by the United Press. Legislation creating a potential army of 7 million men awaits President Roosevelt's signature. The measure calls for compulsory military training for all eligible men between 20 and 44 years of age. However, failure to drop the minimum age to 19 years is expected to mean that the Army's volunteer recruiting drive will continue. It has been announced that recruiting would be unnecessary if the draft age was officially reduced to 19 years. General Douglas MacArthur, Chief of America's Army of the Philippines, may become Supreme Commander of all Allied forces in the Far East. This is the interpretation given President Roosevelt's promotion of MacArthur to the temporary rank of full general. The President announced the promotion at the same time that he confirmed reports of worldwide Allied strategy talks being discussed in Washington. The United States High Command in Manila reports that a heavy battle is underway at a new danger spot in the Philippines, the city of Davao on Mindanao Island. The communique says that the Japanese landed at Davao in force. Davao, 900 miles southeast of Manila, has a large Japanese population. If captured, it would give Japan a good base for air and naval assaults on the other Philippine islands. The Japanese also are officially reported to have intensified their activity in the areas of North and South Luzon, where they have established footholds. Manila had one air raid alarm of more than an hour today, but no details of the attack are available yet. We now transfer you back to the main studio of WEI for a minute.
Merry Christmas to Uncle George. Merry Christmas to the missus. Merry Christmas to Junior. Say there, mister, how about a Merry Christmas to you? Why not treat yourself to a new Bond overcoat and make this one Christmas you remember pleasantly for some years to come? You'll find these Bond aristocrats the answer to your overcoat prayer. Smooth-looking, tough as nailed huskies, feather light on your shoulders, and packed from collar to hem with distinguished style. A combination of suave Rochester style and needlework, plus top-ranking woolens, is a team that can't be beaten, especially when those Rochester needleworkers are born craftsmen. And here are prices that can't be beaten either. Not for quality like this, at any rate. $22, $25, $30, and $35. So much for words, mister. These are the coats for you. Hop down to Bond's today and Merry Christmas yourself with a new Bond Rochester tailored overcoat. Bond's will be open every evening until 9 o'clock. All of you must have a few books that you've read and for which you have no further use. So why not send them along to be distributed to some worthy person? You can mail your books or drop them off at the Bond store here in Boston at Washington and Essex Street. Bond will distribute your books to someone who will have a happier Christmas because of your generosity. Do it now. Mail, send, or bring your books to your Bond clothes store.
More United Press News Summary. At Hong Kong, a little band of Empire troops is making a bitter last-ditch fight. The Canadians, Scots, and Indians defending the Crown Colony still are holding out at some points despite the overwhelming force of the Japanese assault. All agree it's a hopeless last stand, but they're still fighting. London has been able to reestablish contact with Hong Kong, and the governor of the colony, Sir Mark Young, has telegraphed the news that the garrison still holds fast. Sir Mark went to particular pains to deny Japanese claims that he had fled the island. British troops in Malaya have backed up some more before the Japanese advance. Withdrawal has been made in northwest Malaya, south of the Klang River. The British had said they would make a strong stand along the Klang, which is some 300 miles or more above Singapore. Moscow claims that the whole German Central Army is rolling back in the front west of Moscow. Picked Nazi submachine gun crews are fighting desperate rear guard action. Nevertheless, according to the Russians, Red Army tank and cavalry units are slashing at the German flank, threatening to trap tens of thousands. Between Mojave and Volokalman, the retreat is said to have become a rout in many sectors. In the Tula area, south of Moscow, the Nazis are reported to be throwing in even their signal and motor repair men in a vain effort to halt the Russian advance. British forces are overrunning more and more of the Libyan desert. The Italians admit that Axis troops have retired to new positions west of Derna in the face of savage mass attacks by British armored units. We'll transfer you back now to the main studio.
If you want to receive a great big hand come Christmas morning, just hand him a pair of expensive-looking Bond gloves. There's one gift that's sure to raise aces with any man of good taste. Soft, smooth deep skin or rich, long-wearing pigskin, all hand-cut by masters of the famous Glover's Guild, and modestly priced at Bond's for just $1.95. In this day and age, that's an unusually low price for expensive-looking gloves like these, so why not grab this chance to save money on your holiday shopping tour? Stop in at Bond's for one or two pairs of these distinguished gloves. Incidentally, while you're there, take a peek at that muffler and glove set. That's only $1.95, too. Both muffler and gloves are knitted from soft, fleecy wool, which means they're as warm and comfortable as they are good-looking. This hint on gloves can be multiplied 100 times with those hundreds of gifts for men at Bond's. This concludes the morning news from the Boston Herald studios, brought to you by Bond. The next complete broadcast of Herald Traveler News, 1 o'clock. WEEI Boston.
It is now 6 minutes before 8 o'clock. Do you want to make a magnificent present to your home and family this Christmas? Had you thought of an oriental rug from Praise? You might spend hours in thought and a mint of money without finding a gift so thrilling, so enduring, and so lovely to possess. You couldn't choose a better time to buy an oriental rug than during the annual discount sale of rugs now going on at Praise. During discount sale days, you may buy any oriental rug in Praise's tremendous collection at a saving of at least 20%. In many cases, you'll save 30, 40, 50%, and even more at Praise, Fairmont Street, at Park Street subway station in Boston.
In the interests of national defense, Mr. Rideout's weather report has been temporarily suspended. This morning, we bring you WEEI's Three Front War Summary, an accurate last-minute digest of major developments in the three theaters of war, Asia and the Pacific, Europe, and Africa. And now the makers of Friends Miss Me bring you a summary of war news along the Asiatic and Pacific front.
The Philippine situation this morning is grave. Japanese troops have gained a toehold at the port of Davao on the island of Mindanao, 900 miles southeast of Manila. Heavy fighting is in progress here, where there is a large Japanese population. How important a part these Japanese residents will play in the eventual outcome remains to be seen. It is important for American troops to remain in possession of Davao, for in Japanese hands, it could be used as an excellent air and naval base for Philippine operations. Across the China Sea, a gallant little army of Imperial troops continue the defense of Hong Kong Island, and Japanese dispatches now admit that British forces still hold several points, notably Victoria Peak, strategically important because it is the highest point on the island. British forces are also entrenched at Stanley Point on the southern end of the island in the city of Victoria and are defending a line between Mount Davis on the west and Mount Siwon on the east. Chinese forces continue to attack the rear of the Japanese forces in Kowloon on the Hong Kong mainland, but it does not seem probable that they can rescue the Hong Kong garrison. A British defeat here is probable. The Malayan situation seems to have quieted down a little. Both British and Japanese troops are resting for the next phase of the battle, expected to take place about 300 miles north of Singapore on the Creon River line.
Headliner for today's grocery list, Friends Mincemeat. You know how important Christmas mince pies are. You know what long hours it takes to make mincemeat. So be modern. Use Friends ready-to-use mincemeat. Stock up today for your Christmas needs. Save yourself a lot of bother. Friends is not the dry kind of mincemeat. It's fresh and moist, with plenty of fresh beets, suet, raisins, candied fruits, molasses, spices, as richly delicious as you could possibly make it yourself. Enrich your Christmas menus with luscious pies made from Friends ready-to-use mincemeat. Your grocer has it. Be sure it's Friends. War headlines on the European front, brought to you by the makers of Father John's medicine.
German forces are still being driven back on the Eastern Front. Fierce Russian attacks have forced the abandonment of key positions around the peace city of Mozhaisk. This important city is only 60 miles west of Moscow. German forces have also evacuated the town of Ruza, a few miles northeast of Mozhaisk. Red Army troops are said to be threatening to cut off the big German garrison retreating from this town. Russian cavalry units, supported by tanks, have broken into the German rear in the Volokolamsk sector, also on the Moscow front, and the Germans are retreating here too. The German government is angry about the defense agreement between Martinique and the United States. Berlin is bringing pressure to bear on the VC government. Portugal is angry about the Allied occupation of Timor and has demanded an Allied withdrawal of troops. London has flatly refused. The time now seems ripe for Hitler to draw Portugal into the Axis camp. The big question is, what will Portugal do? And that's the news on the European front.
Colds have a way of upsetting our plans. Were you all set for a pleasant evening and then obliged to change your plans because of a cold? Why not build strong internal resistance with the help of Father John's medicine? It is rich in the natural vitamins A and D, which aid the body in its fight against colds. Millions of people in the past 86 years have found this well-known medicine extremely valuable in giving relief from colds by internal action. At the very first sign of a cold, it's time to take Father John's medicine. And now a digest of latest important developments on the African front, presented by the makers of Glenwood Range.
The British are continuing their determined drive into Libya. The Italians now admit that Axis troops are fighting desperately at Derna, Bardia, and Solum. The British report the capture of Derna Airport, along with more than 70 grounded planes. 40 miles southwest of Derna, they are attacking fiercely at El Mikile. The Rome radio claims that Axis planes have sunk one British cruiser and damaged two others in the Mediterranean, but the British have not confirmed this report.
And now a transcribed announcement.
For all of my palm of silver and your fortune will be told. Thank you. Your name is Mary.
How did you know that?
Mary is your name, and Mary will be the man who marries you.
Are you sure?
I will give you the secret of a happy marriage.
Tell me.
The secret is flavorful cooking. Turn down the burner when the pot begins to boil and retain the goodness of food. Also save money by using less fuel.
Yes, a thrifty wife who is a good cook is a treasure. especially in these days when national defense calls for saving fuel and food whenever possible. Follow Glenwood's hint for economical cooking and see how a few pennies saved each day reduce the monthly bill. And remember, when it's time to change, think of a Glenwood range.
For Spot Shot Resumes, the latest developments of significance along the major hotbeds of war, tune in every morning to WBEI's Three Front War Summary.
As the saying goes, Christmas comes but once a year, and it's your right to enjoy it. But you can't fully enjoy it if money worries are present to dampen your holiday spirit. So instead of wondering, how am I going to pay for Christmas, find out about the special Christmas shopping plan offered by the friendly Morris Plan Bank. The bank for the individual. The bank that understands your Christmas time problems. Go into the office at 209 Washington Street or one of the Park Square, Cambridge, or Roxbury branches and see how quickly, with no red tape or unusual requirements, a Morris Plan Bank officer can arrange a plan to cover your holiday buying. He'll show you the good sense of repaying your loan in small, comfortable amounts over a convenient period rather than charging all your Christmas purchases and then worrying all the fun out of it when the bills come in after the holidays.